Step out. Welcome to Stray Cast.
Yay!
Welcome to episode 15. I am so happy to announce we have a very special guest with us. This is Veronica. Yay! So when we've kind of talked before, Veronica is one of the winners of our album giveaway we did a while ago, if anyone remembers that.
A long time ago.
Yeah. And then since then, she's been super supportive, and every time I see her say something in the Discord or anything, I'm like, yay! It just makes me really happy. So I'm like extra double super duper happy to be able to feature her on this episode and get to know her a little bit better and have everyone else see what amazing people are in this Stray Cast space.
You're so nice.
Oh my god. Okay, so we'll just start off. Veronica, you can introduce yourself if you want to say anything about kind of what area of the world you're from, anything like how you got into Stray Kids, as much detail as you want to go in. You don't have to, but like feel free to say as much as you want, because I'm really curious. I am like, how'd you get into Stray Kids?
Okay, yeah, well, I'm Veronica. I'm 17. I'm in my senior year of high school, so it's fun. I got into K-pop in general last March.
Whoa, super new.
Yeah, I only got into Stray Kids in, like, June, July.
Okay.
So that's crazy. I got Tumblr in, like, May, and I only started posting content in, like, August. So
okay,
I've
yeah.
only been here for a little while, but, yeah, I kind of... I don't know, I stumbled across Stray Kids mainly because I had a friend who was slowly kind of getting into them.
Drag you down.
Yeah. So then I saw God's Menu once, and I just, like, I knew I had to, like, go down the rabbit hole. Whatever. I thought I was Felix-biased for, like, a week.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I don't know, it's kind of natural if you're a state that gets into them. During
Especially God's Menu,
kinda,
yeah, for
you're
sure.
Just, you're caught off guard. And then but, yeah, it's been fun. This is the first fandom that I've really, like, immersed myself in, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
And made content for. I've never done anything like
right,
that before
yeah.
in my life. So
yeah.
It's been really, really fun and cool. And I met so many people. It's really, it's nice.
Yeah, you're in, like, the beginning stages still, like, getting to know everyone and everything.
Yeah.
So what K-pop groups were you, like, kind of drew you into K-pop in the first place?
Well, funny story, actually. I have a friend who has been in ARMY for a long time.
Uh-huh.
So she wanted to, like, go to the concert that was supposed to happen last year.
Oh.
And she didn't have anyone to go with, because we have another friend who's kind of in ARMY, but she couldn't go.
Uh-huh.
So my friend was, like, looking for someone to go with, and I was like, you know what? I want to go. Concerts are fun.
Yeah, for sure. No
so
matter
then I was,
who it
like,
is.
So then I was, like, doing my research, I guess, like, so that I wouldn't, like, be completely out of the loop. And then I saw Jimin from BTS, and then things happened within my soul, and and yeah.
Oh my god, that's so funny. BTS is a great gateway group, I think.
Yeah.
They always have been.
I met someone today on Tumblr. We were talking about, like, how we got into stuff, and she said that exact thing.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, I mean, like, the accessibility they have right now to a very large part of the world really helps with exposure, Cool, that's awesome. So, you kind of mentioned ATEEZ earlier when we were talking about Kingdom. What is that a group that you also kind of keep up with, or are there any others?
I want to. I'd say, like, the only other groups that I, like, actively keep up with are TXT and Hyben.
Oh my god. We love TXT.
Really? That's nice. Yeah, okay, cool. And Hyben and ITZY. Oh, and Blackpink.
Cool,
but really, other than that. I want to get into ATEEZ, the boys, a lot of other groups.
Oh my god, yeah.
I'm waiting for the summer.
There are too many to be like, this one, this one, this one, this one.
I need, like, the time to devote to it, so I'm waiting for the summer to just kind of, like, you know, cram it all in.
That's cool, yeah. Oh my god, I remember my days as a multi. I was like, it's impossible to keep up with everyone, but I sure did try.
It's really hard.
Yeah. For now, like, Stray Kids is so much. But, I mean, actually, like, right at this moment, not really, but I don't know, just in general, they're a big group to keep up with.
Yeah. A lot happens every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so so we know you through Tumblr. Like, mm-hmm. you're on Tumblr with us. And what type of content do you make?
I do a bunch of things. I write fan fiction. That's probably, like, my main thing mm-hmm. that I do. I also make, like, mood boards. I have, like, this one series of mood boards that kind of, I guess, is, like, what people know me for.
Okay, that's cool, mm-hmm. having a brand. Nice.
Kind of, yeah. I had an art stint, but that passed.
Oh, really? Oh, my God, wait.
Like, line art, stuff like that.
Oh,
they were circulating for, like, a little while. A lot of, like, bigger accounts were, like, you know, reblogging it, and I was like, wow, oh, my God,
I think I did see those, yeah.
Yeah, and then I just, like, stopped.
Okay, that's cool. So you've dabbled in quite a few things then.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
That's awesome. And that probably helps to, like, making different things and putting different things on your blog probably helps to reach more people. Because, like,
definitely.
If you just stick with one thing, then, like, of course, a lot of people like that one thing. But then mm-hmm. it's, like, you don't reach everyone, right? Like,
I definitely think that's, like, a lot of the reason why I have as many followers as I do. Uh-huh. Like, as much engagement as I do.
Yeah, right.
Because, like, I have friends who have been on it for longer or, like, the same amount of time as I have.
Yeah.
And I have, like, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that you are right in that, like, it gets me more, like, exposure, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff like that. It's weird.
Well, and you have a very friendly personality, and that's, like, really, really important to have a lot of engagement. Like, people have to feel comfortable coming to you, like, whether they're on the anonymous option or not. Like,
yeah.
People want to talk to you because you're so friendly and nice.
I try to make people really comfortable and, like, yeah. I don't know. It's really nice when someone says that, too, when they say that, like, they were comfortable enough to even talk to me on and on or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I don't know. It's really comforting to know that people are comforted by me.
Yeah. It's definitely, a very important part of fandom to have people like you. And because, of course, they're all different types of personalities, and that's what makes it fun. Like, having the different people that have different views and everything. But it's so essential to have people that do make you feel comfortable, because then it's, like, I think those are the type of people that oftentimes make you stay, you know, like, in a comfortable sense. Like, sometimes people will stay for other things, it's like the drama or whatever, but, like, at the core of it, it's like, okay, well, there are people that make you feel good, that are like, oh, this is what the fandom is like, you know, like, nice and welcoming and everything. So I definitely appreciate people like you a lot.
That's really sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, so so I'm pretty sure I know who your bias is in Stray Kids. If you want to announce it for the entire world to hear.
Mr. Sam. Yeah, I am Hyunjin biased. And
yeah.
It's my main personality trait. It's really bad. It's intense.
Oh my God. Yeah, you and Hannah share a bias.
Yep.
Sometimes. So fun right now. You know?
Oh, I know, it's a blast.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Kenshin Land's just, like, barren and cold.
I know, so tumbleweeds.
Everyone's just crying all the time. And it sucks because where I am, like, everything happens when I'm asleep.
Oh,
so every morning when I, like, log on to my phone, I'm like, okay, this might be it. And then it isn't.
No. No.
So that's a fun thing to live with. But anyway.
Honestly, yeah, because we're 3 hours behind you. And, mm-hmm. like, being in PST is, like, honestly the worst. Really, like, everything happens at the worst times for us, so a lot of times it is also, like, us waking up to things as well.
Yeah.
And, like, if we want to catch up, then we have to, like, wake up super early, and I'm like, I can't always do that. So yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally get you on that.
Yeah.
But so do you have, like, bias records, anyone else that you really, really like in Stray Kids, or is it kind of like Hyunjin and then the rest?
Honestly, it's getting harder to tell.
Yeah.
I had, like, 4 bias records for a while, but now everyone's just kind of, like, the same.
Yeah, it's so hard. It's so hard.
Because they're all so unique. So, like,
right, yeah.
I don't know, you just, like, respect and love each of them for different things.
Yeah.
So,
same. Oh my God. I'm always, like, Just like every week, I'm like, okay, well, I like this person a lot.
No, yeah, every single day, it's like a different phase. Yeah.
But then the next day, I'm like, dang it, I can't announce like, okay, this is my bias or anything, because literally the next day or the next hour, I'm gonna just like be focused on someone else. But I do,
yeah.
I do try to give them all love equally because I do feel they all are very important.
Yeah, so. Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've been here since God's Menu.
Yeah.
And. So what's your favorite comeback so far?
I think it would still have to be God's Menu and everything okay. like that, because getting into them at that time, like, I got into them that week. Like, I decided in that week that I would, like, start binge-watching content and stuff
right.
like that. So, like, the stages were coming out, and I was like, oh my god, yeah, those are the guys that I don't know their names, they're all. And so, I don't know, it was just, like, really exciting for me. Backdoor was really cool because it was the first time that I had seen everything, like, start to finish,
mm-hmm.
like, the promotions yeah. and everything leading up to it. But I think just, like, the excitement of God's Menu when I was, like, really first getting into them. I wish I could relive it so bad.
Yeah, oh my god. That was a very fun comeback. Yeah. Both God's Menu and Backdoor, those were fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, Hannah, do you have any questions or anything? I don't want to just, like, blah, blah, blah.
What is your favorite album? I'm very curious. I know, it's a tough one.
I don't want to be basic, because I feel like my answer is just going to stay the same, but I don't know. I think I have a very strong connection to Go Live.
Yeah.
Specifically, mm-hmm. because it was just, like, once again, the first one for me.
Yeah, but also... Not to, like, also be biased, but that album is great. It's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah, I put it on the other day and was just like, oh my god.
It's amazing. However, I can't listen to the song Go Live. I have to listen to Tortoise in the Hair.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Interesting.
Yeah, because it just, like, I don't know, it feels so empty now.
Uh-huh. And without, like, all the weird additions.
Yeah. And it's not like I'm memorizing it as in I actually know what I'm saying when I'm rapping it.
Yeah.
But, like, when you listen to Go Live, having, like, kind of learned Tortoise in the Hair, you start singing it and, like, rapping it, and then
right.
you'll be wrong.
Oh, and it's yeah. embarrassing.
And you're, like, in the car with your mom, and you're like, ah.
Oh, my god. Yeah, honestly... I really like the Tortoise and the Hare, but I guess I kind of think of them as very separate songs. So I don't know which mm-hmm. one I would rather listen to, but maybe it would just depend on the mood. But
yeah.
That was a really cool track for them to release.
Yeah. I love them. I love them.
Yeah. So are there any, like, subjects you specifically wanted to bring up or talk about, Veronica?
I mean, I guess, like, music production.
Okay.
That's, kind of, like, it's what I want to go into.
Really?
Yeah. I actually just, like, committed to a college recently, and I'm going for music production.
I'm so happy for you! Oh, my gosh!
Thank you. But Stray Kids definitely are a big, big inspiration to me in that regard. Like, when
right.
I found out that they were self-produced, it was like, oh, my God, you know? And honestly, they kind of brought me out of a writer's block, too.
Okay.
Which is really cool. So, like, I don't know. Just having them as, like, inspiration has been really, really awesome.
Yeah, creative inspiration.
Yeah.
They honestly do that for so many people, but it's so personal and so special for each one. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what type of magic they have, but it's so cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So have you always, like, been into writing and stuff?
Definitely.
Okay.
Forever.
Okay, so you want to kind of, is that kind of like a hobby, or does that go along with your music production in any way?
So I want to go into, like, producing for other people,
right.
like, as a stepping stone to eventually, like, doing it for myself.
Okay,
but I've always,
God.
Like, because I sing too, I write and I sing.
You're so talented, oh my god, I had no idea.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know, eventually I want to kind of do what they do on a smaller scale. But yeah, I don't know, it's fun.
That's really awesome.
I actually after Hyunjin put out his song, I made, like, an alternate verse to it, and, like, separate little chorus thing.
Really?
And I, like, made it. It's on SoundCloud, yeah.
Oh my god, can you send us the link, please? Okay, I would love to listen to it.
Yeah, it's in English, obviously, but, and then at, like, the end, I kind of put my voice on top of his.
Uh-huh.
So, like, we're quote-unquote singing together.
Hey, I've considered doing similar things many times before. It's okay. That's so cool.
Thanks.
So was that song, like, did that song personally speak to you and you wanted to do that, or was it, like...
1,000%. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I 100% get that feeling of, like, losing someone and then wanting to be able to talk to them.
Right.
And so I kind of just wanted to, it's kind of like in the reverse perspective as well. It's like in the perspective of that person who has the same feeling of like, I see what you're doing. I just can't like validate you for it.
Oh my God. I just got goosebumps. That's so
cute. So
pretty.
I don't know. I wanted to kind of think of it that way to kind of like both help myself with that. And then also just like, if anyone heard it, to validate them too.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow, I can't believe you're into music production. That's awesome. What types of things do you, like, so do you take classes like that right now? And then, or are you still kind of gearing up for that?
They don't really have anything like that at my school. The most that they have is, like, music theory and stuff, right, which I've taken. But I'm really excited to finally be able to, like, have specific classes devoted to, like, electronic production and
for
stuff
sure.
like that.
Oh my god, that's so
I've gone to, like, camps and stuff. Okay. But other than that, no.
Oh my god. I had, like, a really short stint in high school of, like, I want to be a music producer, but I never, like, even got into a studio or anything like that because I also didn't have any classes or not really any resources available, but obviously it wasn't, like, a very solid dream because I haven't gone anywhere in that direction, but I've always admired people that can do that. That's really awesome.
What program did you use, if you used a program?
Oh, no, I was just like,
oh, you just
I was just
to.
Like, I want to be a music producer. That was literally as far as it went.
Nice, nice. That's perfect. I mean,
I also took a music theory class at my high school, and then, like, I guess we did kind of a program that at the end of the year we had to write a song on, but...
Really? What?
You don't even want to know. It was just, like, I think I did it in, like, 2 nights because I procrastinated, and it was just, like, a type of song, so...
We were supposed to do that, too, but it was last year, so, like, at the end of the year, it was just, like, during the pandemic, so we were just getting ready for, like, the AP test.
Oh.
And, like, stuff like that, and we never got to. I was excited to do that, though.
Yeah, don't you have to, name the pitches and everything, or like isn't someone like actually at the piano and like plays a key and you have to say what it is, or am I thinking of something else?
I think so. I don't really know how the regular test works. It was like changed for last year.
Okay.
Everything was like modified. This year it's not though, which is going to be interesting.
Oh, it would be like the normal test again?
Yeah. Okay. I am not ready for that.
Oh my god, you're so close to graduation.
I'm so ready to be gone.
That's awesome. Oh my god. So, you don't have to answer this, but are you moving pretty far away from your home for university?
Only, like, at most, I think, 3 hours.
Okay.
So it's not that bad.
Yeah, so, yeah, it definitely could be a lot farther.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so cool. So I know AT is also... does self-production. Is that one reason you're kind of like
I didn't know that
them?
Yeah, I don't know much.
Okay, yeah, they
I need to learn more.
I know a lot of people compare them to Stray Kids in many ways, and one reason is because they're also most of their discography is also self-produced.
Now that I think of that, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
They are pretty similar. I don't know, like, I mean, of course they have very many differences, but like I always find myself comparing them on like a friendly scale because I like both of them a lot.
There's a lot of fan overlap, and I guess that makes sense.
Yeah,
oh,
there definitely is, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay. That's super cool. Let's see. What else did I want to ask you? So, as far as, like, participating in the fandom, not really, like, content-wise, but just what do you find yourself keeping up with the most? Like if they release a video, are you instantly like, okay, I'm going to watch it when it comes out? Or are you more like laid back and like, I'll watch it later? Like, what do you like in the fandom?
I think when it comes to, like, music and stuff, yes. Like, I'm very, even for other artists, too, I'm always, like, that person that's up till midnight for the release of something before going to bed. Yeah. Like, I need to see it and hear it when it comes out.
Yeah.
But, like, for other things, I'm a bit more relaxed. I try to watch it, like, within the day mm-hmm. because, like, being online and stuff all the time, I'm gonna find out things about it anyway.
Right, yeah, you might as well just watch it.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I'm not, like, that extreme, but when it comes to music, I am.
Yeah, oh my god. It's so hard to wait when stuff comes out, like music videos
yeah.
and
oh
like
my god,
music
yeah.
releases, it's so hard to wait. But sometimes if I am doing other stuff, then I am like, okay, well, I have to do this first, but it's always in the back of my mind.
yeah.
Cool. Well, I don't want to move on from like music production if you have other stuff you want to talk about it with it, because that seems like a pretty big subject to you.
I mean, not necessarily. I just kind of wanted to throw that in there because it's like another one of my main personality traits.
Oh yeah, I did want to ask actually, what type of music do you lean towards producing, or like, do you play any instruments and stuff?
I do not play any instruments. I'm going to in college. It's like one of the requirements, but I have not yet.
Okay. What do you want to play?
And I have a guitar.
Okay.
I just don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
So I would like to, you know, get my money's worth.
Yeah, of course, but, you'll get there.
Yeah, either that or piano. I mean, those are, like, pretty much the basic ones, but
yeah.
Drums would be cool. I don't know.
Oh, my God, yeah. I've always wanted to be a drum player, too. Just yeah. banging on stuff.
In terms of, like, what I make, I'd say, generally speaking, pop.
Okay.
Maybe, like, indie pop, I guess.
Yeah.
If you, like, look a bit closer. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't know.
Your own style.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
That's super cool. And as for your singing voice, are you like a soprano, alto?
I think an alto.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
I
me
can
too.
Go a bit high, but eh.
Yeah. I was in choir for most of my life. Actually, Hannah and I like met in choir kind of a little
oh,
bit.
Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah, but like that's fun. I still really enjoy singing, but I haven't been in choir for a while. But I was an alto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What were you, Hannah? Soprano?
I think I was a soprano, but they put me in alto for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
I got put in soprano when I was in choir.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think because I'm, like, kind of loud, so you can't really, like, I don't know. If you have someone that's loud, then it doesn't really fit with the group, I guess.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
If I'm singing higher, it's quieter. I don't
yeah.
know.
And sopranos do need to be, like, forceful sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't the only one. Once again, I'm not trying to, like, hype myself up. I wasn't the only one.
It's okay. You can hype yourself up all you want. We support that. Yeah, so, yeah, lately it's been kind of hard for me to keep up with Stray Kids content, just, like, video-wise, just because mm-hmm. I've had so much stuff going on, but I usually keep up kind of through the fandom with what's going on, so I don't really have anything to say, I don't think, about, like, recent V-Lives or content or anything, unless I'm missing something big. What do you think, Hannah?
I just, like, scroll through Tumblr for, like, a minute, and then I...
I mean, recently it's kind of different, because, like, if Hyunjin isn't in it, I'm gonna get sad.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
So, like, now I'll kind of wait a little longer, I guess.
Yeah.
And I am a bit behind on some stuff.
Yeah.
Like, whenever Cleo comes out with, like, photos, I just boycott that stuff. I just scroll. I don't even want to see it.
That's so funny. I noticed, like, I don't know. I don't know if this is something people have been talking about or not, but I noticed that content with the Cleo stuff is not being made. Is that, like, on purpose? People being like, Hyunjin's not there?
I mean, I guess so, probably.
Because, like, when they release photos and everything, like... I don't know. I feel like usually when any type of content is released, people will jump on that and, like, make
yeah.
edits, like, make GIFs and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. With, like, the Cleo stuff, I'm like, cricket. Like, I don't really see anything, so I'm just curious.
I kind of just, like, stopped. Like, I was gonna edit every single thing that came out for Cleo, and I was
yeah.
for a while until stuff happened.
Right.
So I guess other people just kind of, like, gave up.
I'm sure a lot of other people have... a similar sentiment about it, like
yeah.
they don't want to come near it.
Yeah, like it's great and they all look amazing and the makeup's probably super cool. That's like lovely, but, yeah, but I don't know, man. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, there's a hole. Anyways.
So even though it's like a really sad subject, do you want to say anything about like the Hyunjin situation? Are you good on that? Like,
if you want to say anything, I'm fine to talk about it. I mean, okay. I don't have anything specifically to say currently.
Okay. But I feel like there was something I wanted, because I know we talked about it last week, right, Hannah? And,
yeah.
There was something I left off that I really
I, like, nearly
say.
Cried.
Oh, listening to it? That definitely wasn't our intention.
Yeah. Like, it's not your fault or anything. It's just kind of the daily life of
okay.
me.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it's just, it's rough. Aww. Man.
Well, here's a big band-aid for your heart, Veronica.
Thank you. And it's, honestly, I've kind of gotten writer's block again.
Oh, really?
Because I don't know if you see it, but, like, I write a lot of, like, poems about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I try not to write love songs and stuff, but it's a good, like, exercise.
Yeah.
So I just kind of pump that out every single day based on just how I'm feeling about him every single day.
So and, have you gotten really sad recently?
Like, that and also non-existent. Like, I don't have anything to, like, base it off of.
Right.
Like, whenever he would do a live after, like, the show or something,
yeah,
I'd just be a mess for like an hour writing and like looking up at the sky and like
oh my god, like,
so now I just kind of don't have that anymore.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
Well, of course I don't know Hyunjin, but I feel like he's the type of person that would like really be touched by the fact that he can give you so much inspiration. That's so cool.
People say that to me all the time and I'm so excited.
Take it to heart, Veronica. Actually, I think I did kind of remember what I wanted to say. It wasn't really anything serious. It was just that a while ago I started playing the Superstar JYP Nation game.
Really?
And it was so weird. It was like literally right about the time that like the rumors and everything started coming about Hyunjin. And so I was trying to collect the Stray Kids cards. And at this point, I wasn't even trying to collect like a era or anything. I was just trying to get one of each member. And I wasn't getting any Hyunjin cards. And so, like, eventually I got all the members except for Hyunjin. And it just, like, really kind of put me off a little bit, because I'm, like, because he was all of a sudden, like, kind of being out of the group for a little bit, and then I wasn't getting him on the Superstar game, and it was just so dumb, but I'm, like, why am I not getting him? And then I finally got him, and then I was collecting, like, all the My Pace era cards and, like, leveling them up and stuff, and I got all of them except for Hyunjin for the longest, like,
what the heck?
So long, and eventually I just had to, like, buy his card with my points because I wasn't getting him. I would, like, get all the other eras of Hyunjin except for the My Pace that I wanted, and I'm, like, what is going on? It was always, like, him that I was waiting for, and then I finally just like got the card for the points. I'm like, ha! And I got like all R-rated. I was like leveling them up and stuff. And then I eventually deleted the game because I got bored of it. But it was just like a really weird thing in the back of my head where I'm like, Hyunjin's gone, and like I'm not collecting him in the game.
So
it was making
weird.
Me so annoyed.
That's so
but,
sad.
Anyways, that game's gone now. But I did enjoy it while it lasted. It was pretty
I've
fun.
I've never played it. It's like so stressful.
Honestly, yeah. There was this one week where it was like a special second verse IMU thing, and to get one of the like to pass one of the missions, you had to pass it on the hard level, or I don't even think you had to get 3 stars. You just had to pass it. And this was kind of like when I was first starting to play, so I couldn't really do hard levels that well. And so I was trying to do it over and over again. I'm like, I'm gonna hate this song by the time I'm done. Every time I do it, I fail, and it's like, but I love IMU, so I was like conflicted. I'm like, should I just stop doing this because I don't want to have bad feelings associated with this song? But I eventually passed it, so
nice.
Yeah, anyways. All right, if anyone else doesn't have anything to bring up, I kind of wanted to talk about the second episode of Kingdom a little bit.
Sure.
Even though Veronica, you probably didn't watch it. Hannah, did you watch the second one?
Nope.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Actually, you know what? Stray Kids weren't really in that episode. Like, they didn't perform or anything. No, because they're performing in the beginning of the third one. Yeah, so actually, maybe I won't talk about it then. Because I was just going to say something about the boys, but by the way, Veronica, I think you should move the boys up on your list of like people to look into, because they're really amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're Deal. Pushing the boys' agenda.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's all good. I'm taking suggestions.
Okay, yeah. I think you'll like them a lot.
Nice. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What else can we talk about? Let's see. Dang, I had a question. It was about the music stuff. Hold on. And if you can think of something simple, say it. I'm trying to think.
putting me on the spot here.
I'm sorry.
Let me think.
How have you been, Hannah?
I've been good. You know, I've taken a break from Tumblr for a little bit.
I've seen.
But
oh my God, yeah.
I'll probably get on soon. Okay. I've been in
That's
the Marvel fandom, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's been
you have?
Very interesting. It's different from Stray Kids, definitely, but yeah.
Wait, are you like watching the new shows or something?
Carmen and I have been doing like a movie a night, so we're doing it in order.
My mom did that a little bit ago.
Really?
It took forever.
Which order though? Like the order of the movies or the order of
like
the
timeline?
Yeah, the chronological order.
Yeah.
I see.
Well, so, that's gonna take you a bit.
I think we're on Spider-Man right now.
Okay.
Like it's taken like 2 weeks to get here.
Which Spider-Man? Like the Tom Holland one?
Yeah. Spider-Man Homecoming, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, that's a lot different than Stray Kids.
Yeah.
I know, I've never gotten into like the movie or TV fandom before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different.
Do you think you're gonna start like making content and stuff or not your agenda?
I don't know if my computer can handle like me downloading a 10 gigabyte movie. But
honestly, oh my god, one time I made a gift set a really long time ago. It was for like a Secret Santa gift. It was a gift set of like a Spider-Man AU for Felix.
Ooh,
and so I was using like the Tom Holland Spider-Man, but I didn't know like really how to find the whole movie or anything, so I was just going off of like trailer clips and stuff. So I had very limited footage, but I don't know what the resources are. Like, how do you download a whole movie?
I've been looking for a while. I have no idea, because I wanted to do like a Stray Kids like Marvel like series.
Yeah,
I like wrote it down in my phone.
Yeah, do it.
That's cool.
Because I wanted to make Hyunjin like the Winter Soldier. I don't know. I think it'd be so cool.
Sick.
I know exactly the photos you could use for that. Remember their what was it, like the trailer, I think it was for the Finding Stray Kids second season or something, I don't know, the one where they all have like guns and stuff. There's this one picture of him like leaning over kind of, and I don't know if it's like both of his arms are sleeveless, but at least one of them is, so you could put like the metal stuff on that one.
Oh, true.
Exactly.
Sierra, I need your help.
I don't have those editing skills, Hannah. Well, yeah, that's cool. That's a cool crossover. Dang it. Okay, well, I can't remember what I was going to ask you, Veronica, but I'll just think of another question. Back to your music production, just because that's really cool to me. Do you have any, like, ending goals with that besides making music for yourself? Like, where do you see yourself with that in the future?
I mean, I think that making, like, a movie would be cool and scoring it.
Whoa.
Like, if I were to, if I was to, like, kind of, I don't know, build myself up in the industry a bit.
Yeah.
To the point where I can, like, make a music video that's, like, do you know, Melanie Martinez, she had like a, for her last album, she made like a movie essentially where it's like music videos for every single song.
Okay, and then
like
they all come together?
I would love to do something like that. Or just like essentially a music video movie with like just I score the whole thing. I don't know, that'd be really cool.
That would be awesome.
After like establishing myself or something.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, because like, you know, even some K-pop groups have done this where it's like, the music video is extended, right? So it's like, it is like has a plot and is a movie, but then it's like presenting the music, the title track or whatever. That'd be so cool, because then you have the music, like the song already to base it off of, kind of, but then you have your creative freedom to do the whole plot and like have like score the whole thing according to other things as well. That'd be awesome. Oh my
god, acting in it would be cool too. I have like an acting background, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like stage acting or?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's awesome.
I don't know. I don't know. I just kind of want to do everything myself, which is going to be hard, but eventually I want to kind of just be able to do whatever I want.
God, that's awesome. I admire your like creative vision.
Thank you.
Oh yeah. So when it comes to Stray Kids, like after the initial God's Menu like hook and then you were like dragged in and everything, like what made you stay in the fandom and be like, wow, these kids are special?
I don't know, really. I think it was just like, I was just captivated, I guess. Like, I couldn't stop watching their stages and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then once I started watching, like, you know, crack videos, whatever, yeah. I was like, oh, they're dorks. That's nice. Yeah. And so, like, I don't know. I guess I kind of, and plus the self-producing thing, I just think it's really cool. So, like, whenever I know an artist is self-produced, I kind of lean more toward, like, standing them.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to describe. I think I just kind of like had a weird connection to them that I couldn't really explain. Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of went for it. And now I'm here.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Before Stray Kids, did you have like, well, I guess, did you say this was like your first fandom or is it just like the first fandom that you're like involved with on this level?
Yeah. It's like the first time I've, you know, made friends through it and made content through it, whatever. I'm really, since I'm a musician, I guess, I get really attached to like the artists that I like.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd say like my other favorites are John Bellion, if you know who that is.
I don't know.
You know the song All Time Low, where it's like low, 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 low.
No, sorry.
Right. I don't know, like, that's one that people know him for, because it's kind of annoying.
Oh, okay. If I heard it, I might know it, I don't know.
Yeah, AJR.
Oh, yeah, I know AJR.
Yeah, they're my favorite band, like, other than Stray Kids.
Okay, cool.
I don't know, just, like, people that make their own stuff.
Yeah, my younger brother is a huge fan of AJR. He, like, watched their concert a bit ago.
I did, too.
Yeah, he has, like, the shirt and everything.
Yeah, I did, too.
Yeah, we were listening to them in the car the other day, so.
They're great.
Awesome. Yeah. I don't really know their story, but I just know he likes them a lot.
They're cool. They're dorks, too. I guess I have a tie.
Yeah. Honestly, like, for me, I've always been into, like, boy bands and stuff, as embarrassing as it is. Like,
it's not embarrassing. It's
true. It's just, sick. Like, it's so fun to just, like, I don't know. When their content's funny, then I'm just hooked. I'm like, this is so funny. And then I honestly don't really care about the music that much, but with Stray Kids, I try to keep it as honest as I can, but I just end up liking everything. I don't know. It's just how it goes with me. So, yeah. Actually, a development on that, I realized there is a song that I don't really like that much, or I'll just skip it.
Really?
Yeah. I've been skipping it, like, every time.
Wait, what is it?
It's Insomnia.
Really?
Yeah. I know a lot of people like that song. I don't know. It's just not my type. Just like the I can't sleep, I'm like,
ugh. I think I just listened to that today.
Oh, really? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I usually don't skip Stray Kids. Like, but I don't know. Something about that song. Maybe I just was listening to it when something bad happened. I don't know. I just have some weird, like, aversion to it, so I'll skip it. Maybe I'll like it again in the future, but.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's like a first, because usually I'm like, yeah,
I know.
I know. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I, like, always didn't really like it, or if it's just kind of a new development, but anyways, I noticed that with that song. Yeah, even, like, with their pre-debut stuff, I'm like, yeah, turn it up. Yeah. So, when it comes to Three Ratcha, you know what? That is interesting. Wait, why is Hyunjin your bias?
I wish I knew.
same.
It's like
I don't know. I really don't know. It's I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
It would make so much like sense for me in terms of like literally every other guy that I've ever found attractive in my entire life to like Chan the best.
Right.
And also like the music producer thing.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking about.
I cannot explain why Hyunjin is my bias.
Honestly, I think that's, like, typical bias behavior. It's like, I don't know why you're in my head. You're just in my head all the time.
Yeah, for real.
I'm
sitting next to my pillow that my mom got me for Christmas from, like, some weird website with his face on it.
That's so cute.
How are you?
What styling is it? What does he look like?
It's one of the backdoor, like, promotion ones when he has, like, pink hair and he's, like... And it's double-sided. It's really weird.
I'm just imagining it in my mind right now. That's so
I'll send
funny.
You a picture. It's okay. Pretty beautiful. Don't worry, guys. He's right here. He's in my bed. Chilling with the llama plushie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I've never had merchandise like that before. Like, I'll hang up posters sometimes, and then if I rearrange my room, I'll, you know, change the posters. But I think that's it.
Really?
My mom is trying to, like, get me merch and stuff for holidays or whatever. Uh-huh. She's made some attempts. Like, I got, like, a 54-pack of, like, off-brand photo cards.
And, like, we did that, too.
I have an OT9 sweatshirt. And I had to explain to her. It was, like, Christmas, and I'm opening the present, and I'm like, Mom.
And it was, like, after everything happened, of course, yeah. I guess, yeah.
But, like, I can't get rid of it. What am I gonna do?
Just, like...
I don't want to sell it, because I don't want to meet someone who would buy it.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. You know what you can do? You can get paper, like, what's it called? Like, paper that you can put a picture on, and then you iron it onto your shirt, right? So just, like, I don't know, get some paper and, like, make it the same color as the sweatshirt and just, like, place it right over.
My mom was like, it's fine, we could draw X's on it. And I'm like, no. No, that's not how that works.
Oh my God, I love when parents try. I love when they try. Yeah, like, sometimes they're so off the mark, but at least they tried.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my God. I know, my parents, for Christmas, they got us, like, we're all kind of the fan of one of this anime right now, and so she, like, got this 1,000-pack of stickers, but she just got it off, like, Amazon or something, and some of them are, like, literal stolen fan art and stuff just put on stickers. I'm like, I'm so sad that I have these because I'm, like, it didn't support the artist or anything. It's just, like, a random sticker. But I'm like, thanks for, you know, putting in the effort. But yeah, that's cute. So talking about merch and stuff, do you own any albums or anything? Or I guess you got the one from the giveaway.
Yeah, I have all three of the versions of that album now.
Okay.
Which is cool. I didn't expect to win the giveaway at all. That was a really funny thing, because I didn't tell my parents that I entered it.
Uh-huh.
And so then I had to explain not only the giveaway, but the podcast, and also that I met people on the internet.
Oh, so, like, my God.
All of that came out at once.
Oh, my God. How'd they take it?
I mean, I don't think they understand it still. Like, they understand it, but I think they're like, why? Like,
yeah.
What did you do this for? But anyway, I don't know. It was cool. It was nice. I have a video of me opening it.
Oh, really?
And, like, reading the letter and stuff. Oh. Like, oh. It was really nice. But I have all three of those. I have one Go Live album, and then I have a BTS album and two TXT albums.
Okay. Do you plan on collecting more in the future?
I don't really collect, I would say. I think it really just depends on if I vibe with the album itself.
Yeah, right.
'Cause then also, like, the In Life albums, one of them, obviously, I won it. So I didn't, like, need to have another one. And uh-huh. I think, the reason why I have three is because I bought one to have in general. I got another one to enter, like, one of the video call things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, me too.
Didn't get that one.
I'm like, I'm going to win.
I know. I bought one, and I was like, oh, my God, what have you having? Like,
oh, my God.
And then the third from the giveaway. So that's why I have three. I was trying to think, like, why do I even have three of them? But, yeah.
Oh, my God. I know. We talked a lot about, like, what if you actually win?
I know. Like, how would you do it? Like,
I was counting down the days to, like, finding out on Tumblr. Uh-huh. And then I had to come on and be like, guys, I didn't get it. And I was fine with it, but it was just funny.
I hope you get a chance to try again if you want in the future.
Thank you.
That'd be so cool.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I wanted to get it with Chan, too. I didn't want to do it with Hyunjin.
No,
oh, really?
Just because if I saw Hyunjin in person, or, like, on video call, I just would watch. Like, I'd be like, okay, dance for me. Like, I don't know what I would say.
Yeah.
And, like, how do you tell someone that you write them love poems every day? Aww. And they don't even know you exist? Like, how do you tell someone that? But then with Chan, I'd be like, hey, dude, guess what? You're the reason I'm going into what I'm going into. Hey!
Oh,
like,
my
it's
God.
Just, you know.
That'd
I don't
be
know,
so
vibes.
Cool to tell him.
Yeah.
Oh my god, would we... I hope... Okay, do you ever want to go to, like, a concert in the future?
Oh, so bad.
Okay, yeah. I hope you get to.
Thank you.
When we went to our last concert, we did the high touch.
I'm so jealous.
It was a mess, but, like, we had to wear masks because COVID was just, yeah, like, becoming a problem. And I had, like, a bandana on because I didn't even have a mask. So I was wearing a bandana, and, like, Sean was the first one in line. So I walked up, and I was planning on saying something to him, but then, like, in the minutes leading up to it, I'm like, nah, I don't think I will. It's kind of wimping out. But then, like, he was just right there, and I was like, okay, I have to say something. So I said, like, thanks for changing my life. But, like, because of the mask and, like, my voice isn't that loud or anything, so I think he said thanks for saving my life, which is, like, a nice sentiment, but not really what I wanted to say. And he was just like, oh, thanks. What did he say? I don't know. He was just like, oh, thank you, or something. Like, it was just, like, a know you type situation. And so, like, it just kind of haunts me that I'm like, I don't know what he heard me say. Not that it really matters, and not that he even knew who I was, but, like, I hope he, like, heard what I actually wanted to say. But anyways, I hope you get to say that to him someday.
Thank you. I miss concerts so much.
Me too.
Yeah.
They were, like, my only source of serotonin. Like, one concert would last me, like, a month or two, and then
Seriously,
I just have to go see another one.
It's such a huge boost.
Yeah, I was supposed to go, like, 5 concerts last year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang.
I was supposed to go to France. Like, I had plans
really?
For 2020.
Oh,
yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Do you live in an area where a lot of people come for concerts?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I live, like, really close to one, so.
Okay. So that's convenient for you.
Yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
Now when I go to college, it's not going to be, so that's fun.
Oh, you're moving further away, right?
Yeah.
I know, it's so hard with being in university and going to concerts, because it's like, if that concert falls on the same day as a really important test, then it's like, like my future or my happiness.
literally. And my schedule for, like, the place I'm going to is, like, different than all my friends.
Oh, okay.
So, like, AJR tickets came out very recently for, like, 2022.
Like a real-life concert?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's not going to happen, because that just keeps happening where people are like, I'm going on tour. No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
But we were all, like, trying to think if we could get tickets, but I'm like, I might be having finals.
Yeah,
like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to go.
That's hard.
But...
Oh, my God. Yeah, when our first Stray Kids concert was the weekend before finals, right, Hannah?
Mm.
I don't know why we went. Why?
What do you mean? We had to. There was no other option.
It.
It was like our pre-finals gift to ourselves. But, yeah, I know Stray Kids always seems to come and, like, when we have important stuff going on, I'm like, please. Mm. But, yeah. Oh, my God. When they come back, it's going to be so hard to get tickets.
Ugh,
I can't even imagine.
They really just, like, had to blow up right as
I know.
We're waiting.
Oh, yeah, exactly. There's so many more stays now that are gonna, and then, like, their own kingdom. Oh no.
It's great, but, like, calm down.
Yeah. They're gonna have to add a lot more stops to their tour to get everyone in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Ooh, that's
gonna be crazy.
Yeah. I'm excited, but also no.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to the future when everyone's able to get back and see them again. That'll be cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Hmm. Okay. Well, so at this point, we are at almost 50 minutes. So let me think if there's anything else we can talk about. Anything else you want to talk about, Veronica?
I don't think so.
Okay. It's been really cool getting to know you. I had no idea about, like, the music. Of course, like, it's not like we talk every day or anything. But,
yeah.
Like, I'm always so impressed by all the activities that stays get up to and, like, how creative they are. And
stays are cool.
Yeah,
man.
They are really cool. They seriously are. And, like, of course, everyone is cool by themselves, but the fact that so many people are, like, because of Stray Kids, I felt like I could be more creative or, like, got my juice back, you know? Like, they got inspired by them to continue in their own journey. And it's like, this is literally the coolest thing ever. It's so cool. I want to cry every single time someone says that, because I'm like, yeah, me too.
Literally,
like, it's just, it's so awesome. That's, like, the core of what Stray Kids are. And I really hope they know that. Like, I'm sure a lot of people tell them that, but, like, I can't even imagine how good I would feel if someone told me that, like, all the time. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It sucks that, like, they see stuff on Twitter, though. Because, like,
I know.
Yeah.
Tumblr, specifically. I don't know what I would have done if I had just gone to Twitter.
Yeah.
To be in the fandom.
Do you think you would have still been there?
Probably not. It's, like, really... Because, plus, there are so many more people.
Uh-huh.
That, like, there are so many differing perspectives and everything. Right. And it's, I don't know, it's really intense over there. Like, yeah. I go there for the news on what's going on in Stray Kids, but then I go to Tumblr for, like, genuine human interaction. Yeah.
I literally can't even imagine being on Twitter. I've tried so many times, I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah, I have one friend on Twitter.
Okay.
And then, like, 20 million friends on Tumblr because everyone's just so, like, open and friendly and everything.
Yeah. Oh my god, actually I saw something on Twitter the other day that was, like, kind of scary to me. It was one of the, I don't know, like, main Stray Kids data accounts or whatever, and I guess they had raised money to rent out, like, a computer cafe type thing, so they were streaming the stage on every single computer in that space. So it was, like, 50 computers all with, like, streaming the stage, and I'm like, how are people putting money towards this? I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, I get it's important to support them, but that's really, really far beyond what I think needs to be done. But me personally, I don't know, how you feel about that, but, like, I was just so shocked. I'm like, people really paid for this? Like, just stream it by yourself if you want to. I don't know. Yeah. There were a lot better things that money could have gone towards, but to each their own, I guess. I'm just imagining, like, the person who runs that computer cafe, like, like, has zero customers, all your computers are just playing the stage on loop.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Anyways. I'm really excited to watch the Stray Kids stage because I also, like you said, saw a lot of, not really different opinions, just people being, like, it's not their best, or, like, of course you love Stray Kids, but it's, like, they could have, we recognize that they could have done more, or it was just kind of off, you know, for different reasons, so I'm really curious to watch it and see how it comes across to me, like, already with that opinion in my mind.
Yeah.
I don't want it to, like, affect me or anything, but...
I went into it thinking that I wasn't gonna, like, find it that great. Personally, I thought it was amazing. I've only seen it once, though. I should go back and, like, see if I spot anything that might not have been as amazing as I thought. But watching it for the first time, I, like, got the chills. Like, it was so cool. But I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
From what I've seen, it seems like it has a lot of cool elements to it. Like, the stage itself.
Lot.
Yeah. So, we'll see. But I think what a lot of people are saying about Kingdom is really valid, about how it takes more than just, you know, stunts and, like, the wow factor. You know, it takes more than that to make a good stage or to, like, keep a lot of people entertained. You know, that's not all it is.
Mm-hmm.
So what I actually wanted to say about the second episode, because that was B2B, The Boys, and Icon, right? Those are the three. I'm pretty sure those were the three groups that performed in the second episode. And, I was, when the boys, they were talking about, like, kind of the background of the stage and everything, and one thing that they were really emphasizing is that they needed to put, like, show their emotion in the stage, and so I like the fact that they are very aware that they are a very spectacle-based stage group. Like, they do a lot of things to be, like, to make you shocked or be like, oh my god, you know, to, like, kind of make you feel overwhelmed, and so I liked that they tried to focus on the emotion for this one, and I don't know if it really came across that way to a lot of people, because I know I saw a lot of people still being like, oh, it was really overwhelming in a sense of, like, I kind of enjoyed other stages more. So I don't know if they really did what they wanted to, but I really appreciated that they were aware of that and, like, trying to put more emotion into their stage, so we'll see what they come up with in the future. Like, maybe they'll tone it down a little bit. I don't know. Like, I don't know what's the best for them or what's the best for each group, because really, it is just showing their own color. And so I know Icon is gaining a lot of fans from this, from what I've seen, because they are still, like, sticking to what Icon is and, like, what they do best. And so I think a lot of people are attracted to that. So I'm always just wishing the best for everyone, and don't get hurt.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe next episode, Hannah. Hopefully we'll both have seen at least the stage by then. We can talk about it.
It's on my list.
Yeah, mine too. Along with, like, 50 million other videos to watch that I haven't yet. But yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to talk about, Hannah?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm sorry if I talked a lot.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, this has been awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Veronica.
Thank you for having me. This was really fun. Yeah.
I know, if you want to come back.
Oh, please. Yeah, for sure. Like,
all day, every day.
Yeah, in the future, we'll definitely want to have you back. Maybe, like, after you've started your music production classes, like, I want to see how that's going for you. Yeah. Yeah, so please send us your SoundCloud thing, because I really want to listen to it. And then you can send me the picture of your Hyunjin filler.
Yes, of course. Priorities.
Yeah, and I feel in my heart Hyunjin's coming back soon.
Yeah, soon. He's coming back.
Soon. Oh my god, soon. The internet's going to explode.
I'm literally, so scared.
Literally,
I'm gonna get so many texts. When he went on hiatus, my phone blew.
Oh my god!
Because everyone knows that I'm just gonna be a mess, and I was. But like,
such a confusing, weird. Like initially, it was just like, what? Okay. Well, I feel for you, and I hope you're.
Thanks.
Even if like it takes a little bit for him to come back, I hope your creative inspiration comes back for you too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Okay, so I guess we'll wrap this up. I'm happy you ended up talking for the entire time. I don't know, I'm always sad if it's like a little bit and then we have to like, okay, bye. So yeah, that was cool. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too guys.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for your patience in setting this up as well. I know it was kind of...
Yeah, no way.
Both Hannah and I are just like, sometimes, like...
My dad was like, so when are you going to get the forms? Like, he wanted to do it. So, no, he was like, over the weekend last week, he was like, you should, like, ask them by Tuesday if you don't get it. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that.
I'm sorry. You totally could have. I'm sorry. We didn't know it was that important to your parents.
No, I don't know why it was, because then he read it this morning. He was like, oh, okay. But I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, for the future reference, thank you. And we'll make sure for like future people that, or future guests and everything, that we'll be more on top of that just in case, especially for people that are under 18. So,
yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to let you go now, Veronica. I'm so sad, actually. No. This has been really fun talking to you.
I miss you guys.
Yeah. Feel free to drop by anytime. I know sometimes I see your stuff in like the Discord and everything, but I know I'm not very active on there. But
that's fine.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
And, I don't know how to end this. We'll see you later. Okay, thank you, Veronica.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate you so much.
Bye-bye.
Have a great night. Bye. Okay. All right. So, yay. Thanks, Veronica. Literally, I guess this is only the second guest we've had so far, but both times I've genuinely enjoyed it so much.
I know, we've had such great guests. Yeah. Why are we so lucky?
I know, and honestly, we have a couple more planned for the future that hopefully will be able to come on with us, and good vibes for everyone. So, so if you are listening to this and you want to be a guest in the future, we will link the little, application form type thing. It's just like... Mm-hmm. Kind of gaining a little information about you and what you would want to talk about type thing. We will link that in the description to the episode. And next week will probably be just Hannah and I, and then the week after that we'll probably gear up for another guest.
I
guess we can just wrap it up here then. All right, I feel so empty now.
I know. That's so sad.
Okay, Veronica, we love you. All right. Have a great day, everyone. Hope your week's been okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe by the time we come back next week, Hyunjin will be back.
Hopefully, I'm praying.
I don't want to knock on wood. I'm not jinxing anything, but yeah. Okay. Have a great weekend, week, or whenever this comes out.
Bye.